I'm Marco Werman, and you're with us today here on The World. It is day 19 without electricity on most of Puerto Rico. When I say most, I mean nearly 90% of the island. That's what we're hearing. We're going to start the show today with perhaps the most public face of the island's struggle to get back to normal after Hurricane Maria, the worst storm to hit the island in nearly a century. Carmen Julin Cruz is the mayor of San Juan, the capital. She has publicly confronted FEMA, exchanged heated words on social media with President Trump, and said not providing better assistance could be tantamount to a, quote, genocide. Correspondent Jasmine Garz and producer Andrea Crossan report for our Cross Women's Lives desk. And they spent an afternoon with Mayor Julin as she visited several devastated areas in the city of San Juan. They started off in the working-class neighborhood of Caimito, where many have not had power or even enough food and water since the storm hit. Jasmine Garz joins us now. Jazz, how are you?
Hi, Marco. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here, and good to have you back. So as you survey these neighborhoods, you got a chance to speak one-on-one with the mayor. What were some of her most pressing concerns?
Yeah, I think right now her most pressing concerns are just basic needs, you know, people not getting water, people not getting food, people not getting medicine, people living in houses that could still collapse. She also emphasized that certain populations are a lot more vulnerable. Remember, Puerto Rico has an undocumented population from neighboring islands that has little access to official assistance. And there's a lot of older people who are suffering through severe heat without having electricity to keep them cool or their medications cool. And Mayor Cruz emphasized the greater impact the crisis was going to have on women and children.
It is the women that carry the burden of the homes and carry the burden of taking care of the sick, the elderly, those with special needs. And then just think now it's going to be compounded when they have to go to work, because where will their children stay? Yes, definitely. It is women that are hit the hardest.
Jazz, FEMA has criticized Mayor Cruz there for her complaints, and President Trump famously made a reference to her as nasty on Twitter. How does she feel about being under this intense spotlight?
Yeah, well, Marco, that's one of the first things I asked her, and I will let her answer for herself.
I don't give a shit, because this isn't about me or politics. That's why I'm very content to have churches, private organizations go into our Coliseo Roberto Clemente, picking up our, what we call our hope boxes, and handing them out. I'm not the face that you're going to see out there just giving you a box of food for the photo op. You know, I'm the face that has to make sure that somebody gets that to you. So, frankly, last scene of Gone with the Wind, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Wow. So, Jazz, did you get a sense of what the political fallout for the mayor could be from all this? Will there be any?
Yeah, it's clear that there will be consequences. You know, I think for any politician, how they respond to a catastrophe can make or break their career. If the mayor responds to this tragedy in an efficient manner, she is going to be very well positioned to run for governor. And there's rumblings of that on the island. She's adored by many for her proactive and aggressive stance. And it's interesting, she has in the past advocated for Puerto Rico to have a more independent role in relation to the United States. You know, Marco, the other point that she made is that there is going to be an impact on the mainland. There already is an exodus of Puerto Ricans to the mainland, to the U.S., and it's inevitable that now there's going to be a massive exodus. We spoke to young people who told us, you know, I'm suddenly out of a job, or I was told not to come back to work until next year. So it's a safe bet that a lot of those people are going to leave. And Puerto Ricans tend to vote Democrat. Wherever they land, they're going to affect the political landscape. Here is what the mayor had to say about that.
Wherever Puerto Ricans land, that's going to change. Where are they going to go? Florida, right? And how are they going to vote? Mostly Democrat. So if I was Mr. Trump, I would want things to get here very quickly, because in the last two elections, the electoral map has come down to Florida.
You know, we've had several people write in and said they distrusted the mayor's motives and felt a lot of this was for show, for political gain. So here she is getting in the media spotlight with a strong belief that she's positioning herself to run for governor of Puerto Rico. Is that too cynical?
You know, I think what people like about the mayor is that she's spoke and she continues to speak truth to power. She shows a lot of emotion, in really in stark contrast with a very elite local government that is seen as completely out of touch and a federal government that is perceived as completely disinterested. I mean, having said that, she took us on these visits and there was a showboaty, ham-handed element. You know, they're very staged. She's hugging people and crying as a perimeter of invited journalists stand around and watch. Here she is giving a solar lamp to one of the residents.
Mira, Diego, dame una aquí. Mira, le vamos a dar una lamparita, esto es solar. Solar. Así es que ellos son de Operación Bendición.
Yeah, you can hear her really kind of making the point that she's one of the people there.
Yeah, so there was an element of political show, and I think, listen, I think American media has a huge crush on her, and here's the larger point. The people we visited on this evening that we spent with Mayor Yulín Cruz, they were already living in abject poverty long before the hurricane, okay? They were living in what can only be described as squalor during a time in which she was the mayor of the city for about 5 years, and I asked her about that.
We have at times chosen the path of the grand gestures of construction rather than the real important gestures of human life. And it tells us that our priorities have been distorted and that we need to change quickly if we want the next generation to have hope. I mean, it is an awakening. I'd been to the upper reaches of this community. I'd never been down here.
Do you feel critical of yourself?
Yes. I just said to her, I apologize. It took me so long to get here. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect.
Wow. So Mayor Cruz taking the heat and the blame for past problems. But Jasmine, let's face it, her real anger sounds like it's really about the slow recovery response right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a widespread feeling across the island, a lot of anger at local and federal government.
Jasmine, thanks very much for telling us about San Juan's mayor. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Marco.
The World's Jasmine Garz reporting for our Across Winds Lives desk. They've got stories from Puerto Rico all this week on the program. We'll hear how a Puerto Rican family here in Boston lost contact with their loved ones on the island after the hurricane and will embark on a quest to get a letter to their 75-year-old grandmother on a remote part of Puerto Rico. A letter for Nereida starting tomorrow here on The World. Meanwhile, check out our team's reporting from Puerto Rico on Instagram. That's @womenslives.